Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So that's ConnieWillis.com. A lot of fun, too, by the way. You will be a blue rocker forever. In fact, at the very beginning of when I started that show, I had our guest on that is here tonight, Mr. Paul Graves. He's been on that show at least three different times and maybe even more. And I originally met Paul. I was introduced to Paul by a couple that, and I don't know if they would want their name used or not, but they had this beautiful home up in, and I'll even let Paul decide if he wants to tell the areas or not, but it's up there in that Pacific Northwest area. And this incredible couple that I was introduced to by Ron Moorhead, who y'all, he was here not too long ago. And they had this really nice home with glass windows, well, windows from Florida ceiling, but all the way up like 12 to 15 foot high, I would say, because I remember a window was 12 foot. A little small window that they could look in was 12 at the 12 foot. We measured it. And they had said that there was this Sasquatch that was 12 foot that would roam around, that, you know, that lived there by the house, and that there was a mother and that there was a juvenile. Anyway, they had a ton of activity there, and a ton of Bigfoot researchers had been to this home before. And I remember when I was actually asked to be there and stay there, I was excited because I could be inside a house safe and warm, and I could just look out the windows because these things would walk in and even, you know, walk around, but also knock on the windows and get on the roof and be right there. So I was excited that I didn't have to be outside in a tent or something like that. I could be in the house looking out. Anyways, amazing home, amazing couple, and an amazing experience that I had there. In fact, a lot of times when you have experiences with them, later on, you kind of get to where you're like, oh my gosh, this happened, that happened. Things become more clear later on. Similar to abductions and abductees, that they don't remember stuff immediately. Sometimes they do, but if you hold on to your feelings, your thoughts, and your memories as best you can to imprint, you're going to start, it's going to get clearer and clearer about 2 weeks later, and then we'll continue that way. So just remember that, those of you that think you might have been taken, always imprint what you, you know, what is going on with you. And just see what happens. It's interesting. It's almost like a dissolving and clarity comes about. Anyway, when I was at this home, I was introduced by phone with this guy, Paul Graves, who is with us tonight. And he had been on that property, and he had some interesting things that happened. And I'll tell you what, he was a step ahead, and I learned a ton from him. I really did. And I didn't know how much I learned until I continued on and saw a lot of the things he spoke about and a lot of the things and procedures that he did. I learned from Paul Graves, who you're going to meet here right now. So Paul Graves, he's been a longtime Sasquatch researcher. He investigates throughout Washington and the Pacific Northwest. Outdoorsman. He grew up in the base of the eastern Washington Cascade Mountains, and he's been researching Sasquatch sightings for evidence since 1988. Now, a lot of you are going to remember maybe the Eye of Sasquatch. My show had him do the Eye of Sasquatch, the footprints in the snow, and I think there was, I can't remember the third one. It could have been where we just talked about those two again. I can't remember. It could have been something else. But he's going to talk to you tonight about the Eye of Sasquatch. He's going to talk about the footprints in the snow. And he had something recent just happened too. But I'm excited to bring him on. I consider him a friend. I consider him a fellow researcher. And he taught me so much to get where I'm at now. And also, he's a singer, and we'll hear some of his Sasquatch songs that he has out there too. Paul Graves, welcome. First time guest here to Coast AM.
Well, hello, Connie. How are you doing tonight? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I'm so excited, Paul. It's been a long time since I've talked to you, but believe me, I mention your name often and I think about your work constantly.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, one of the things I remember is that because of your work, and tell people more about your work, because I thought that was really cool, because you were good at not only coming up with ideas, creating the way that you can use these ideas yourself, but also if there was a footprint in the snow, you knew exactly how to cast it. And that's not an easy thing.
Well, yeah, luckily I own my own concrete. I'm a concrete business. I do concrete work for a business. So I cast pretty much every day and make forms every day. So that aspect of the investigation was pretty simple for me. And like you said, it can be a daunting, you know, chore to do if you don't know how to do it right. And that, I encourage folks just to get some plaster and just, you know, cast your own foot or you know, a dog or whatever, and just practice doing it, because it is good practice. Just although tracks are very rare, they really are rare to find. So
they are, and the reason why, and it's so hard to tell people this, Paul, and I know you know it too. It is so hard because it has to be the right terrain in the right spot where it's not, you know, to get a perfect one, especially, it's got to be just in the right area of soft mud or sand or something, because the terrain is not perfect for footprints. It's just the way it is.
Right. No, absolutely correct. Especially up here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, I've come across quite a few trackways, you know, throughout my career. I mean, a good number of them, but usually when you find a trackway, it's in the duff, and you can tell it's a trackway because there's large impressions and the stride between one print to the other is rather large, but the detail would be just terrible. I mean, none of them would be worth casting, but you know, it was a trackway that went on for a long way. I followed one for over a couple miles one time over in the Olympics, and it was clearly something large and that was taking huge steps, but the clarity just wasn't there. They need to step in either some sand or, you know, the perfect substrate to really record a track. And that's why there's not probably more, although there's quite a few tracks, and there's definitely a lot more tracks than that are in the public database. You know, there's a lot of private people that have cast tracks that don't really care about putting them into any database or whatever. You know, they just, a lot of folks up here in Washington, I guess, kind of have a different attitude. A lot of people know they're out there, you know, and it's like no real big deal. It's just like, oh, okay. You know,
it's getting like that more and more everywhere else too, by the way.
Yeah. We've got, you know, a lot of land out here for you know, to good habitat for them to live, like the Wenatchee National Forest, which is right on my doorstep here, my back door. It's over 3.5 million acres. Of the county I live in is 83%, right around 83% national forest county that I live in.
Beautiful. So, are you right there on the line? Are you that close?
I'm right at the end of the road is where the Cascade Range starts. Yeah, literally.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, nice.
I mean, there's just a lot of habitat, and there's a big history here, you know, that goes back.
Yes.
You know, a long time. Well, back to the first inhabitants, which would have been the Indian tribe here, the Wenatchee Indians, and it's written up. I've got a booklet on it that Ed Fuchs wrote, and their name for the Sasquatch was Choanito, and it literally translates to night people. As you know, the Sasquatch, we don't really look at them like they're another animal, more like they're a little bit more like a hominid. Type creature, and I don't like to call them apes, although we're apes, you know, and there's that fine line between all that, and you can go back and forth with that whole thing, but personally I think that they're probably some kind of a lost hominid. We're finding all these new discoveries of hominids, you know. Homo habilis is one that came out of Africa, and they said that it even had a small pea brain, but yet it was one of the first ones to walk out of Africa. So they're finding out more and more about these hominids that always roam the earth. And it's quite possible the Sasquatch is, you know, could have been stuck in between one of those or whatever, you know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, you've covered a lot of stuff. People will call you and say, hey, we've got something happening over here. We got something happening over here. How many times have you actually seen one yourself?
Well, I've had three sightings. And you know, it wasn't the perfect, you know, full body, hello, here I am. Although that's rare too. My first sighting was I was actually driving up a logging road, and I wasn't even thinking about Sasquatch at the time. And I came around a corner, and something huge and black was walking in the road from one side over to the next. And then I was like, what? And I just kind of snapped out of it. And I think I gave the Jeep a little bit of gas or something, and it kind of sped up a little bit. And then this thing just literally went from the middle of the road, and it just, in a split second, was gone. I mean, it was just, boom, almost like a fly on a screen, just going from one section to the next. I mean, I couldn't believe how fast this thing moved. But I, you know, getting a perfect look at it and everything, it was dark. It seemed like it was bent over. It might even have gone down to onto all fours. I don't know. But it was upright when I came around the corner. It was tall because it was taller than the top of my Jeep.
Mm.
So, and then another time I saw one through what I think I saw was one through possibly a night vision scope up in an area that we've been all going to for quite a long time, over 20 years.
Oh, cool. You actually caught it on night vision? That's amazing. That's rare.
We were doing night walks, and so there was like three or four groups of us, and we were splitting up about a quarter mile apart. And we were not using any flashlights, and we were just walking logging roads, which is something that we do to gain their curiosity. And I happened to have a third-generation night scope, and in between one of the groups, this thing stepped out and stood in the middle of the road for a minute, and just it literally kind of went back and forth, and then shuffled off the road. And I don't know if he was just out there because he heard it, obviously, you know. But we also had some other things happening that night to some of the people walking. People were cramping up, and there was different things. People started feeling bad. You know, their stomachs were getting upset and things like that. So
interesting.
Kind of vacated that whole thing and went back. And then I got to ask this before you go to your last one.
If you had the third generation, you're bragging on this third generation, and good for you. Good for you to brag. You should. But you weren't recording?
No, because at the time it wasn't mine. It was loaned to me. And I don't think it had a recording device on it at the time.
Okay.
You know?
Of course, right?
Yeah, so, Chucks. You know, it's one of those things. And I don't know, the whole film thing's tough anyway, as you know.
It is.
You
know, yes.
I like to look at films and learn from films, but as far as, you know, trying to put them out there to prove anything,
yes.
they're not going to prove nothing. You know, I'm good
Absolutely.
Friends with Bob Gimlin.
Yes.
You have to ask Bob about films, you know.
Absolutely. He's the man to ask. Exactly. That's true. And your third
anyway.
One you were going to say.
Well, the third one was a daylight sighting of a partial Sasquatch, what I believe was a Sasquatch. And I saw this literally about 30 to 45 seconds after it or something pushed over a tree right across from our camp.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Really close. It sounded like a car wreck, but, you know, they do that up at this one area a lot. I've had tons of trees come down all the time, but it pushed the tree over. So I was with my research partner and his wife, and we were at our little camp spot. I said, wait a second. I go, so we all waited there a second, and we all got up, we walked across towards the sound, you know, and it always comes from at this particular area. All the sounds come from this one area. It's and we never hike over there. We leave this one area alone. We don't even go over there and look for tracks or nothing. We just leave it alone. That's just one of my techniques that when I come into an area, I always leave one area alone and don't go over and hike in that area.
I understand
that
completely.
I mean, every time I go there, I just know that's the direction. Well, obviously they would knock and scream and push trees over. And so we know where they're at, but it had pushed this tree over, so we waited a minute and walked over there. We waited about 30 to 45 seconds, maybe a minute. And we were standing there, and I just happened, there was a bunch of trees in the way, and I just happened to step back about 10 feet, and there was just enough view through the trees where you could look back towards the road, and it made a big bend in the road right there. And this thing seemed like it had doubled back or something, because it was I just caught it going up into the slide alder off the side of the road, and I saw a huge shoulder and a huge arm and part of the head going all the way up into the kind of the cone, what looked like more of a pointed head to me. I mean, it literally looked like there was a cone shape going up, but it could have just been the way the hair was or something, because it was kind of blended in with the slide alder at this point. So it was, again, it wasn't a perfect sighting, but it was a partial of something massive, you know, sweeping into the slide alder.
You know, one of the things that is amazing to me is when they do push down a tree. If you've never heard that, anybody, if you've never heard that in the forest, when a tree falls down and hits all the other branches and the branches hitting branches and the limbs hitting limbs and it coming down, it is just a horrific sound, actually. It's pretty scary to hear. What do you think they do that for?
Well, you know, I don't know. And I don't, we've talked a lot about this, and I don't even know if it's a tree getting pushed over, because a lot of times what
you don't find one. A lot of times you don't even find one. Yeah.
No, you don't find them. And then also what to me it sounds like is almost like an explosion. I call it like a car wreck. It's so loud and violent, but you won't hear the other branches hitting. It'll just be like a, that's it. It's almost like an explosion or something. So I don't know. We've speculated on that. And we also, from this same location, though, we actually got what we think is a Sasquatch screaming and then pushing a tree over right after it screams.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.